It's a lifetime of tools. Many have become rusty and dirty over the years. All of them are well-worn. Some I remember quite well using them at the egg farm myself as a youngster, fresh out of college, joining my parents in the family farming business. Dad and I spent the better part of an hour this afternoon going through the chest of drawers, bins and toolboxes full of his tools, his life's gathering of tools. He told me a little bit about each one. I wanted him to. You see, this was my idea. I wanted to know what he knows about each of his tools, and maybe a time or two back when he used them. From the ordinary, I separated out those that he valued, those that had obvious memories. I placed them side by side on Dad's workbench, and we looked at them, held them. Dad has everything from rivets and rivet tools to hog ring pliers to electric meters and soldering irons to saws and drills and come-alongs. Over the years, he's gotten rid of a lot of tools, but kept the ones that were harder to let go of. The most important ones are the simplest ones, a couple hammers, a handsaw, a putty knife, a pipe wrench, and an adjustable rule. That's a wooden ruler that folds up. It's not like the new ones that, you know, roll inside a metal housing at the push of a button. No, it's the old-fashioned kind that you don't see anymore. A man's tools speak volumes about the man who welded them. Are they well used? Are they in good shape and clean? Are they stored in an organized fashion? Dad always prided himself about keeping his tools clean, in good shape, and in a box he could quickly lay his hands on. I'm pretty sure it's because that's how his dad kept his tools, and I also think it's how his dad instructed my dad to keep Grandpa's tools. You know how a little voice goes off in your head when you put something away in an improper manner, and it's always your dad's voice that says, "Now you know better than to put that away like that." Dad says men don't use tools like they used to. I think he meant men, people, aren't as handy around the house as they used to be. They hire people to come in and fix things. Few men do their own flooring and electrical work, let alone their own concrete work anymore. I knew someday I'd be going through Dad's tools without Dad around. I couldn't let this time go by without listening to the stories that went along with the tools. Dad would say, "Dad hammered a lot of nails with this hammer," meaning his dad, my grandpa. Or, "He finished a lot of concrete with this trowel." Whenever my dad picks up his dad's hammer and uses it, he always tells me who it belongs to. Grandpa, Dad's dad. That one hammer has got to be well over 80 years old. "Dad plumbed our whole house in Kansas City with his pipe wrench," my dad quietly told me with an almost reverence while holding the tool. You see, Grandpa was instrumental in helping Dad and Mom build their small 1,200-square-foot home in Kansas City, Kansas, back in the early 50s. The pipe wrench today is well-worn, and the splintering wood of the handle is held together with old tape that's dried out over the years. He said, "Leave that pipe wrench right there on the workbench, and when I get to feeling better, I'll retape that handle." Dad seemed to enjoy the time we spent going through the nuts and bolts, drawers and boxes of switches and controls and the tools of his life. One can see that he treasures the ones that he used most in his life, the ones that he depended upon every day. But it's also easy to see that the ones he treasures the most are his father's tools that he's kept. They've become important tools. His father's tools and my father's tools will one day soon become my tools. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.